I'm going to go ahead and convene the meeting. Hello. Is that Lawrence?
Yeah, this is Andrew. That I'm in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do roll call now and get everybody down.
Andrew?
Yes, Andrew.
We're hearing two different things as far as membership in the committee, and I'm guessing a member of the committee gets to vote, so I think we should clarify it.
Could we please move the rest of this conversation, this rest of this discussion, to under item number 4, KPFK Radio Roundtable, which is an open discussion among all of us, and we can decide what we want to talk about there. It sounds like people want to talk about membership. It's not surprising, given that the rules just changed. So I'll take you up. What?
It decides who gets to vote, I take it, who's a member of the committee, correct?
We will yes, it does, and we'll take it up there because we've got a few motions on the floor today.
Well, we need to clarify who's a member so we can see who can vote. I just have a quick question to clarify.
Andrew, it's now 4:19. And this discussion, this pre-meeting discussion, is pushing the start of the meeting later and later. And I've already said this item will be, we're going to make sure that we cover this on the actual agenda once we begin officially. And let's just agree now not to call any votes until after we've clarified this for everybody here. And I do have my spreadsheet here with record of everybody who's been here, and I'll be able to add one more column to that once I go down through the roll call. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, then. This meeting is now called to order, and roll call. We'll start with Fred Blair.
Can you announce the date and year and the name of the meeting of the committee, please?
Sure. This is...
And your name is Chair.
Hey, this is KPFK Programming Oversight Committee for October 18, 2021. This is Beth Van Gunten chairing, and we'll begin with roll call now. So, Fred?
Present.
Thank you. Bella?
Bella DeSoto, present.
Thank you. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Lydia Ponce? I don't hear anything from Lydia Ponce. We'll go back. Rocio Rivas? Rocio Rivas, are you with us? I don't hear anything from Rocio. Paulina Vasiliev?
Present.
Hi.
Present.
Hi. Thanks for coming. I'm here. This is Beth Van Gunten. Lawrence? Reyes? Sir?
I'm sorry, I'm meeting. I'm here.
Okay, all right. Janine, Rowan?
Yes.
I heard something. Was that Janine? I don't hear anything from Janine. Margot Iser? We're down to public members now, but I don't hear anything from Margot. Ruth Strauss?
I'm here.
Hi. Dr. Holly?
Yes, present.
Thank you. Andrew Weiss?
Present.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Thank you. Bruce Grief? Grief. I don't think he's here. Jonathan Markowitz. Jonathan? Can you announce yourself for the official roll call, please?
Yes, Jonathan is here. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, we do. Clearly. Maria Skelton?
I'm here. Jackson, thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Lawrence. I don't hear Nancy. Laura Levitson? I don't hear Laura. Sasha Kalik? I don't hear Sasha. Ralph Hawkins?
Karlik. Karlik.
Karlik? Is that, am I missing an R in there?
Karlik. K-A-R-L-I-C-K.
Okay. I had dropped the R. Thank you. Ralph Hawkins? I don't hear Ralph. And Michael Hyde?
Yes, here. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Michael Heiss, was it?
Yes, okay. It was Michael Heiss.
Okay, okay. You've got a Heiss and a Weiss, and I didn't want to confuse you.
And two Michaels.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, and so.
May I speak?
Is that Sue Cohen?
Yes.
Did you
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Yes.
I just want to be marked here.
I'm doing so now.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is agenda approval. I sent out the very basic agenda we have for today just before the meeting. I'll read it now, and we can augment it as necessary. Call to order, we've done. Roll call, we've done. Agenda approval is this item. Item number four is the KPFK radio roundtable, where I'd like to, if people have agenda items they'd like to add, I'd like to put them there so that we can discuss them as they come up. And so I understand Michael Novick has two motions. I'm writing this down.
Bella also submitted a motion from the PMB yesterday.
And I sent it out again immediately before the meeting so people would have the copy at the top of their stack. And
thank you.
Beth.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. I don't have the agenda open right in front of me at the minute. But will you have like an end at the end, quote, under other business in case what I wanted to say isn't, you know, covered by topics or whatever?
We can do that. There's a I did put item number five following the roundtable. It would be a thumbs up or thumbs down for what you liked and what you didn't like about whatever you heard on the radio this week. If it's something other than that, maybe I should just add a like a catch-all at the end, so that if anybody final comment,
other business. Final, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm writing that in so I don't forget.
Thank you.
Sure.
Move we adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Oh, that means we need to vote. Is there any opposition to this agenda? I would like to add one further thing. We had said we would discuss membership, and I'd like to put that before we try to tackle the motions, because we're going to need to vote, know who can vote and who cannot.
So Madam Chair, this is Bella. I have a question. We are going to amend. We are going to be amending this agenda, so we cannot approve it as of yet. We have three motions. Two that has already been passed by the PMB and Michael's two motions. And then we have to decide the voting sequence protocol. So we cannot approve the agenda as of yet. I propose. It will be amended. And then we can approve it.
Bella, I've added all those
items. Please do not call my name. Do not call my name twice. Thank you.
Bella, please don't speak over me. So please don't speak over me. Please don't interrupt me when I'm trying to speak. Please don't interrupt anyone else when they're trying to speak.
You recognize me, did you not?
Do you recognize me now?
Did you recognize me when I was speaking?
I did, and then you were done, and I went on, and you interrupted me. Please stop now.
No,
I'm going to continue with the movie.
Done.
Excuse me. Bella, you're out of order. I'm going to continue with the agenda now. As I was explaining, all the items that have been asked to be included, I've included under the radio roundtable, which was an open-ended discussion. I would like to begin that discussion with a discussion of membership so that we can determine who is and who is not a member, because we're going to need to know for most of the rest of the items, which are motions. So that would be, I should finish reading the rest of the agenda before we approve it. That would all go under item number 4. I've left a kind of a catch-all item at the end. I'll call that 4E for final comments, anything that we haven't covered, followed by item number 5, thumbs up or thumbs down, briefly once around the circle. Announcements which are already posted on the agenda of the next meeting for this committee and the CAB meeting tonight, and then we would adjourn. So, we've had a motion. There's a motion on the floor to adopt the agenda. Is there
Madam
any opposition?
Chair, this is Bella. I oppose.
I heard. So you're suggesting now that we should vote on the agenda?
No. You interrupted me when I was about to say that we should add the motions and amend the agenda before it gets approved. And there is no place on the agenda for motions. So we need to add a new line. And that should go before the right after the announcement. Motion from the committee.
Did you listen to what I just said, Bella, that I've already added them under item number 4? I will letter them now so that we can refer to them. Discussion of membership is A. Motion 1 from Michael is B. Motion 2 from Michael is C. Motion, your motion from the PNB Programming Committee is D, 4D, and then a final catch-all in case we missed anything is final comments. That's 4E. So they are on the agenda, as I explained.
Thank you for doing that. That was a good lineup. I did not hear you say that earlier.
Good clarity.
Thank you.
Beth,
yes.
Is there any time? For some reason, you must not have the right email because I apologize. I did not get the agenda. Are there any time limits attached to any of the items? Because as somebody mentioned, there is another meeting at 7 p.m.
Yes.
So hopefully we can get this done in time.
I agree. I haven't attached times with these. I will be chairing with an eye to the clock and don't intend to let us linger unnecessarily. And in my observation, when we attach times to things, we spend at least a quarter of our time negotiating over how much to add and how much to when to extend and voting on whether or not to extend, and it's an aggravation. So far, we haven't needed that in this committee. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get along well enough so that we can just take care of business. But I take note of your concern and do intend to move this right through this agenda. So now, having read the entire agenda and added 5 different items under item number 4. Is there anything else that there's a space if we need to include anything else. Is there any opposition to adopting this agenda as amended? Hearing no opposition, we'll proceed now to the radio roundtable, beginning with item 4A, discussion of membership. And I should report, we discussed it a little. I'll report for those who weren't here earlier, the current members, as of at the time that yesterday there was a rule change, and until then, the members consisted of four regular LSB members, Fred Blair, Bella DeSoto, Michael Novick, and myself, Beth Von Gunten, plus three public members who were Margot Iser, Ruth Strauss, and Dr. Halle. And I'll take a stack as soon as I'm done explaining this. Thank you.
Sorry.
And thank you. Now that we have amended the membership rules to include an unlimited number of public members, with the stipulation only that they have attended three consecutive meetings in order to qualify, we will be adding several new members, including Andrew Weiss, Raymond Goldstone, Jonathan Markowitz, Maria Skelton, and Michael Heiss. There are others who've attended a few meetings. I keep all of this on a spreadsheet and mark every person every time, whether they're here or not. I'm careful to when someone appears for the first time, I'm careful to mark it that that's the first meeting so that I know at what point to start counting. So I guess with having reported the current status, then I would open the floor up and take a stack. So, okay, hang on just a second. I need to open up a place to write everybody down. Okay, and Lauren.
Write to the stack.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Andrew to the stack.
Sue. I've got you down first, Sue.
Thank you.
Okay, then let's begin with Sue and take it from there.
Andrew Weiss to the stack, please.
I've got you down, Andrew.
Yep, did you get me, Lauren?
Yeah, I have Sue, Lawrence, Fred, then Andrew, and we'll see how far that takes us and if there are then others who want to comment. So, Sue, you have the floor.
Thank you. A member of KPFK and Pacifica has to pay $25 or meet the volunteering, or it used to be that if you were I forget the word, charity case, your fee was waived. But anyway, and so to be a member of this committee or these committees is a totally different thing. Thank you.
I don't know whether you were aware that the membership rules for committees were changed yesterday at the LSB meeting, Sue, but they were. And so
okay,
now
well.
We're adjusting the membership role of this committee to comply with the new rules. So thank you for your
comments. May I hear the new rules again?
They're extensive. Could I ask, Michael, do you have a copy of the new rules anywhere handy? And if so, could you send them, maybe just send them to everybody? I was going to ask if you could.
Give me a couple of minutes.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
If Bella can be allowed to speak, I can address that real quick.
I'm going to add you to the stack, Bella, but Lawrence is next.
Okay.
Thank you. So I think what Sue is stating is that to be a member of good standing, you have to have volunteered at least 3 hours a year, have received the waiver, that those are still in effect in the bylaws,
and also $25 donation within any fundraise period. And that qualifies you to participate in the governance process on committees or whatever. Now, the criteria that the committee has set up is completely different. I believe it's not really that different from what it was before, other than it's an unlimited public is able to participate. But what I wanted to state, Beth, if you're the chair of the committee, is that I intend to be a member of this committee, so I'm just announcing my intention. Thank you.
Okay.
And
all right,
if you could tell me that if the same criteria applies, three consecutive attendance to the meeting, is that still the case?
That's my understanding, yes.
Thank you.
I've got you down. Yep. Okay. So
Beth, can you add me? Can you add me to the stack too, please, Paulina? Sorry.
Yes. Sure. Okay. Fred, you're next. You have the floor.
Thank you, Beth. So the basic requirements are that a public member of the committee has to be a $25 subscriber to the station and has to attend three meetings in sequence. As a practical matter, as being a committee chair, basically, when somebody says that, you know, they're a subscriber to the station, we've taken it on the honor system, and that's worked in the past. If it becomes an issue, we can always check with the membership manager, Terry Guy, to see if somebody really is a subscriber. But I just wanted to mention that mostly we take it on the honor system and judge people by their actual attendance and performance at the meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. So next on the stack is Andrew.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Fred, for clarifying that. So to be a member of the committee, you have to be a paid member or whatever, a qualified member of the radio station, and just be a public listener. You have to be an actual member of the radio station. So that's what I'm hearing, unless I get corrected. If I may, Beth, would like to comment briefly about the process of the meeting.
Yes.
Three things. Given that this is a large group, to get stuff done, I'd like to propose the following three things. Number one, when we want to speak, we say our name, so-and-so, to the stack. So I would say Andrew to the stack, just to keep a consistent process. And we do it at an appropriate time that we're not interrupting other people. Number two, that we need someone leading the meeting. Otherwise, it's going to be chaotic. So we let the chair the meeting. And regardless of whether the chair is doing it perfectly or not, nobody is perfect. So we just let it go, and we let the chair the meeting and don't try and correct the chair. Number three, let the chair do the same for us, that just chair the meeting and don't worry about whether people are acting appropriately or not. Just go on and chair the meeting. So I hope that gets received well, but I'd like to see us get stuff done. Those are my proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. And next is Bella.
Yes, so it seems like we have lost a great deal of time on this membership. I submitted the motion at the Governance Committee last Wednesday, and the motion was inserted into the agenda of the LSB meeting yesterday, and it was passed. And I know that you abstained, Beth. Okay, so the reason why this motion was introduced is to remove all the restrictions that have been previously presented to the public. The public need not be a paid member. It is the encouragement that they do become members, but the public can attend any such open meeting in the effort that they understand that they are willing to get engaged with the station and become a member, is to encourage that and to encourage their work and collaboration. So let's get that clear. There were two areas that were corrected in the previous motion, which was enacted in May at the LSB in order to correct a previous motion that was very restrictive from 2016. And the two areas that were corrected is no more restriction on the public participation. And regarding the number minimum required at any given committee of the board membership is only two members, which is per bylaws. And I said that earlier on. So let's go on and go with our agenda. Thank you very much.
Sasha Stack.
Who?
Sasha.
Sasha, thank you.
Visitor for the stack.
Visitor?
Can I just announce? Can I just announce myself to the call?
What? I have Paulina is next to the stack, and after that will be Sasha and a visitor. And I would like to ask anyone who's not, who doesn't have the floor now, who hasn't been recognized, could you please mute so that the rest of us can hear the meeting? Thank you.
Okay,
Paulina,
thank you, Beth.
You have the floor.
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you so much. I have a question about how the new rule, or I don't know if even if it's new, regarding three consecutive attendances will be enforced, whether it will be retroactive or starting now. For instance, I'm referring to the fact that now membership, in my understanding of the way the rule was passed yesterday, is that in order to maintain your membership on this committee, you also have to maintain the attendance records. So there are no excused absences in committees, and that would mean that anybody who has missed three meetings in a row would need to come back to the committee and get those three consecutive meetings in again in order to become a voting member. Could you confirm that that's your reading of it as well? And if so, also, about, I'm not sure whether I missed, how many meetings I missed, but are you keeping track of that and also notifying people who may have been missing meetings that they are not on the committee anymore? I'm just trying to get some clarity. Sorry if I'm rambling here. Beth, if you can address these questions. Thanks. Am I
sure.
Clear?
Yes.
More
yes.
Or less? Yeah, okay, thanks.
Yes. Let me start by saying that, yes, I am. I'm keeping all of this on a spreadsheet. And I add another column every month, and everybody gets marked present, or anybody who's ever been here while I chair, going back like a year now to September of last year, anybody who's ever been here has a line, and so I know when they've, including people who don't come at all anymore. So I always mark down when someone comes for the first time so that I know from what point to start counting. And my understanding was that the implementation of this new set of rules would not cause everybody to reset to zero, because, I mean, I didn't hear anything about anything that, and nothing that I heard suggested that, and it doesn't make sense. So unless I hear otherwise, I'm going to count all the meetings that would have qualified people to this point and continue forward. The one change it makes in our immediate committee membership count is that there have been several of the public members who had enough consecutive meetings to qualify. There just weren't enough LSB members attending to create enough spaces to include all the public members. And so all those public members are now
recognized as members in good standing. And no, I haven't. I usually, it's not uncommon for me to talk with a lot of the people on the committee, sometimes most of the people on the committee, at some point in the course of a month. And I'll check in with them then. I haven't even tried to remove anybody. And we can discuss what we want. You know, some chairs are very strict about that, and others are more relaxed about it. And at a future meeting, we can talk about what this committee wants to set as a standard there. I'm happy to, implement the pleasure of the committee. But I think that would extend this item too long for today, that we have other things we need to get to. And for actual official technical clarification on what exactly we passed yesterday, I would defer to Michael Novick, who dealt with this more. There were a lot of details, and they got discussed, and some got changed, and there was a lot of debate, and I haven't seen the final wording yet, so I'm not going to assert that I know anything for sure beyond what I am doing to try to adjust our roster today. Does that cover everything, Polina? Was there anything I missed?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bella to the stack.
Okay, you're after the visitor.
Sasha.
Yes, Sasha.
Hi, thanks. I just apologize for being late. I've been in, on the road, and I couldn't get a good reception to like the heart. About to start a work shift at 5 o'clock, so I'm going to be on mute as long as I can be on the call, and that's all I know, so I'm present.
Okay, I'll mark you present. I have you down for a previous meeting, and so you've already got a line.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello? Laura Levinson to the stack, please.
Hang on just a second. I'm marking attendance. Laura Levinson. Okay,
Janine Roan is here as well. Thank you.
Were you asking for the stack? Janine, were you also asking for the stack?
No, I'm just letting you know I'm present.
Okay, thank you. I've got you down. So then back to the stack. Next is Sasha. Oh, you just spoke, sorry. Next is our visitor.
Okay, thanks. I am not certain and would insist on documentation that anyone needs to be a member of the station, whether through work, $25, or waiver process, before they can become a member of the committee. Because, in fact, being a member of the committee or participating in committee work makes you or can make you a member of the station. So it doesn't make sense to me that you have to be a member in order to gain membership. Also, this idea that two LSB members have to be a member of any committee is not a bylaw provision, as far as I'm aware. The only reference to two delegates being part of a committee is with regard to PNB committees, where there are two delegates elected by the LSB and one director elected to the PNB, I'm sorry, by the PNB, to most PNB committees. So I'd like to see documentation on that as well. I'd like to see the citation on those two things that are being alleged. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm writing all that down. And just for the record, I wasn't the one alleging it. I shared the meeting where that was asserted, but I wasn't the one asserting it. So we'll go on then to Bella.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that input. I asserted earlier that no one is required to be a full-fledged member, either by $25 by waiver or 3 hours of in lieu. Volunteer work, because this is considered volunteer work. So that's what I was asserting for membership, which entitles you then to become a member. I wanted to also clarify that yesterday the restriction or the addition that was done in May, which for some committees like the Finance Committee and other committees, that no special committee attendance is to be factored in, and I'm repeating myself, into the three consecutive meeting requirement. So they have to be regular meetings. No special meetings can be factored into that, as it was done earlier, and it was I feel it was a form of manipulation to qualify two individuals. Okay, I wanted to clarify, Beth, that you became the chair. You were elected chair in April or May, were you not, of this committee? Because I was the pro tem chair before that.
Yes. I'd
okay.
have to look at my notes to tell you exactly which month, but yes, sometime.
And then I chaired last year. So you.
Excuse me. That I,
you had been, can you do not interrupt me? I have the floor.
I
thank
stopped.
You.
I stopped.
And you just said earlier that you were chair for a year. That is not so. Okay. Thank you.
So I became chair last year, just de facto, because when I ended up as chair of the LSB, this committee was dormant and not meeting. And as chair, I considered it my responsibility to stand it up and get it going. And so I convened thinking somebody will come who has experience with this and interest, and I'll find someone else to chair. But no one stepped forward. And so I continued through the end of the year. Beginning of this year was the first time I've ever been through the transition from one year to another year within the LSB. And I was astonished at the chaos. And it wasn't clear what the process was. So I have chaired, with the exception of two meetings where Bella took it upon herself to chair earlier this year, I have chaired since a year ago September, with those two meetings interrupting it, just so we're clear and specific.
That is not so, but that's okay. I'm not going to argue.
So I stand by that, and we're going to go further back. We're going to return to the stack. And before I give the floor to Laura, I should ask, is there anyone else who wants a stack? Okay, Laura?
Thank you very much. I just have a small point or question or suggestion, I don't know. If I understood correctly, Paulina said something that there's a possibility that if somebody becomes ineligible for a committee membership, such as, I guess, by missing meetings, and the chair is supposed to notify them. But I just think that's too much for the chair to do. If you've missed three meetings, that's on you to figure it out and keep track of it. I don't think it's necessarily a chairperson should have that responsibility with everything else that they have to do to notify somebody that they're no longer a member because they've missed three meetings. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, and the fact that no one else has asked for the stack, I'm going to suggest that there will no doubt be further details of this new membership policy to be resolved over time, but that we have clarified everything I think we need to for today to be able to distinguish who's a member and who's not for the purposes of today's meeting. So I'll call it.
Making a mistake, just for a real quick comment.
Sure, sure.
I'm sorry.
You haven't spoken in a long, long time, and I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, thank
you. Go ahead, Dr. Holly.
Very briefly, I would just like to say, now, I may have misunderstood one of the people that spoke, but I'm going to disagree with that idea that a person shouldn't be a member to be a member of the committee. I think being a member is very logical, and it's always been the way. I think that absolutely, on some basis, either $25 or to get the exemption, that absolutely there must be a requirement that a person be a member of the station, member or listener sponsor, in order to be a member of the committee. I think that's important.
Thank you. Michael, the Victor of the Stack.
Michael?
I did send everyone both. I sent everyone who's currently on the list for the committee just now both the bylaws language about membership on advisory committees, which states members affiliated with the station can become committee members, can be appointed committee members, and the language of the motion we adopted several months ago and then amended on Sunday. But I would point out what somebody else said, that you can become a member of KPFK by serving on committees. And so if you have attended three meetings of a committee to qualify for membership, you have accomplished the requirement of membership in the station as well.
Wow.
Because you've served on a committee. So let's move on, please.
Wow.
I'm writing all that down. I'm going to suggest that we have what we need from this discussion in order to determine membership of this committee for today's purposes. And for clarity, I'll go down through and read again who is already a member in...
I'm sorry, before you do that?
Yes?
Michael, can you send me that email? And I'm curious about the retroactivity aspect that Paulina raised.
There is no retroactivity. It's going. It was based on going forward, but given the policy is in effect, meetings that took place before the policy, I think, will count. Nobody's getting zeroed out. The point is we're not changing any requirements that were in place when we started the committees under our previous mechanism or elected offices under a previous mechanism. That's all moot. It's just these are requirements apply going forward. But if somebody has been to three meetings of a committee and we're only prevented from being a member because we restricted membership to one less than the number of LSB members, they're now members of the committees.
Okay, so everyone I have down now who qualifies for current membership among LSB members, that's Fred, Blair, Bella DeSoto, Michael Novick, and myself, Beth Von Grimpe. There are several other members who have attended meetings occasionally or recently, but have not yet achieved three in a row. And of public members, long-standing members are Margot Iser, Ruth Strauss, and Dr. Halle. And excuse me. And members who had already achieved their three consecutive meetings requirement previously, or who have done so by being here today, include Andrew Weiss, Raymond Goldstone, Jonathan Markowitz, Maria Skelton, and Michael Heiss. That's five new members.
Beth, I'm sorry. This is Ruth. I didn't hear my name. If I missed it, I'm sorry. But I've attended, I think, every meeting, so I thought I was a member.
I have you down as member number two of the...
Okay, sorry. Sorry, thank you. Sorry.
Under longstanding. You got mentioned between Margot and Dr. Halle.
Thank you, sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
Chair?
Yes.
I'm a member of the public just visiting.
Yes.
My name is Nancy Saibar Naditomi from KPFT, and I'm so happy that you've got 19 people in this committee. I just think it's fabulous. I am here to ask all of you to please be aware of the motion that the National Programming Committee is making for a LSB Programming Oversight Committee or Programming Assessment Committee. We haven't decided what to call it. So I'm hoping that you will read it and opine. And I even gave my home address if you want to send something anonymously and disperse widely to other programmers or past and present. They may want to have something to add. Thank you.
The email would be nice.
Oh, yes, I emailed it to the chair, and the chair could distribute. Or
that'd be great.
I sent out just the PDF that you sent.
Yes.
Yes. This is Beth.
Yes.
Hi. Sent that. Does that have your email address in it?
Yes.
Yes.
The last. See, I think two times I sent yesterday, and the last one has my home address in case I thought some people may want to do. Maybe programmers would not want to know. Yeah, would like to contribute anonymously. Yeah.
Right. But what I was asking was whether your email address is contained within the PDF, because that's what I sent out, but over my own, from my own return address.
Oh. I don't know how to look at it.
I will see to it that I will provide that to everyone on the email list for this committee.
I've
got to make a note of it. I just have to dig it out and then set it up, and so probably immediately following this meeting.
Yes, and I hope everybody would hurry. I hate the word, use the word hope, but we're going to meet. The National Programming Committee is going to meet this Sunday, coming up Sunday, and we will vote. We plan to vote on it and send it to the PMB to see if they will bless it. We really want more input. Thank you.
Thank you. Then moving on with our... It's, who is it?
Bella to the staff.
I was going to try to move us on to the next item. For B.
I want to speak to the motion that Nancy just brought up.
That's item number D.
Well, that was supposed to be at the very top as the first motion that we should have taken.
Bella?
I sent it to this committee.
Bella, it's item number D, and we'll get there if we're allowed to proceed with the rest of the agenda.
Okay. I wanted to add that all Nancy's
Bella,
information...
Bella, this is... We're not taking... There's no stack right now. Nancy's a guest and announced herself, and thank you, Nancy, for doing that, but we're not going to divert the agenda from what's on the agenda now. Michael's first motion is up next. That's what we're going to look at. Thank you. Michael?
Okay, I did introduce this motion last month and said we would try to, talk about it. I sent it out to the list of members on the committee. Basically, it's a motion I have introduced previously, and it's a motion to set a standard for the evaluation of programming. So let me find that and read it. Resolved, the local station board recommends that annual evaluation of all programming on KPFK consists of the following process. Number one, self-evaluation. In other words, by the programmer and producer. Number two, peer evaluation by other producers and programmers. Three, listener evaluation via focus groups and or online evaluation forms. And four, management evaluation. It doesn't specify what the criteria are in that. It just talks about the fact that it's a four-part process that involves those four aspects that the programmers and producers should be evaluating their own work. That they should get peer evaluation from other programmers and producers, that listener evaluation should be taken into account, and that all of those would precede the management evaluation. So that's the motion.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Raymond knows that.
Raymond, go ahead.
Go ahead to the staff.
Michael, you may accept this with my pleasure as a friendly amendment, but I was hoping you would put in after self-evaluation, include the terms that you think, and I probably write, are clear, but by I didn't know whether you meant the programmer of a program or it must be, but I wanted to get some clarification so I could put it in as an amendment where it says self-evaluation. Does that include just the, I don't know how to describe it, the host, or does it include the board op? I just don't, I'm not sure. I think you mean the host.
I mean the programmers and producers working on that show. Some of them are singly hosted, some are have two hosts, some have a collective. Without regard to how the particular show is being produced, the show, the people working on a show should evaluate themselves and set themselves some goals for improvement, basically.
Would it be all right then to put out evaluation by a program's producer, host, and others involved in the production?
I'm sure. It's okay with me.
And lastly, on management evaluation, I'm not sure I know precisely. Is that the four or five potential people?
Normally done by the program director, but we don't currently have a program director. So we're not trying to micromanage here whatever the management wants to put in place. But
okay.
We're just saying there needs to be the rest of this other process involved.
So it's, we could put station management.
Okay.
Thank you. Would you accept those changes?
Can you read your amendment?
I can read them well. I wrote them. Oh, you mean to you. First item says self-evaluation by the producers, S in parentheses, the host, S in parentheses, and others involved in the production of a program. In the fourth, it simply says station added to management evaluation.
Paulina to the staff.
I'll add you, Paulina. And I wanted to ask, as Chair Michael, are you getting all those details down? Or I don't have it in front of me now. And so I can count on you for wording, and you'll send, once we get through this, you'll send me the whatever the final is. Thank you. Okay, good then. Okay, and does that wrap up what you needed, Raymond?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then Bella's next, and after that, Paulina.
Yes, thank you. I sent this very motion that was passed. This is from 2016, I believe, from the Program Oversight Committee then, and I sent it to this committee last year and this year, and nothing was done, and now we are addressing it. And I wanted to add regarding Nancy Saibara Naritomi from KPFT, I sent the motion from the PNB program committee to this body, and in that email, it was also reflecting all her personal info. I believe you removed it and just sent the language and the title. So it's in there. Thank you.
There's a point of order. What's your point of order?
That the last comments are not pertinent to the motion that we are discussing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I will point out that Bella did send that to the list of people she had for this committee pretty much as soon as it became available from the PND. What I sent on, I didn't just hit forward. I cleaned up the email, but included the motion itself in the PDF that was provided to me, and that's what I sent on to the committee. I will, as I said, provide Nancy's contact information to people. If I can get it done during the meeting, I will. I have to keep switching between screens to do that. So if I haven't done it by the end of the meeting, I will do it immediately following. And so, Paulina? Thank you, Raymond.
Yes. Thank you. I wanted to mention that currently at KPFK, there is usually one producer of record or one person in charge of being accountable to the program director, should there be one, or I guess to the GM, for each show. Sometimes it could be co-producers of record. But I think that those are the people who will then decide how to implement the self-evaluation within their collectives. And I think that Michael's motion, as it reads now, just saying producer or producer of record, sounds like enough, because, you know, I think that the rest would be internal communication within each production team and collective. Those are the kind of weeds where we might not want to get into. I'm sorry, somebody is making noise.
Could I ask everyone please to mute? Thank you. If you don't have the floor, thank you. Hello? Does anyone have any idea who that is? I don't. I don't have a way to know. But please, if you're not recognized as the speaker, please keep yourself on mute so the rest of us can hear and the meeting can continue.
If
so,
I might say quickly, when I've tried to do that, I don't think I'm the source of the problem, but when I hit star 6, unlike other rooms or meetings, I don't get that little announcement, you're now unmuted or you're unmuted. So it doesn't seem to be happening.
Then this is a technical aside. That would be what you would do if we were using Zoom, but we're not. We're using Maestro system. So you'll have to depend on the mute on your phone or your computer, whichever you're using.
Okay. I don't think I have that, but okay.
The mute button.
I have no mute button.
It's there somewhere. So is there, that exhausts our stack? Is before we move on to the...
Okay.
That explains a lot. But, we've had discussion of this. Is there anything else that needs to be clarified? And if not...
Bella, yes? Point of information?
Yes, Bella?
Yes, the point that Paulina was just making is very germane, because each collective has a responsible individual. No matter how many are in the collective, if it's one, if it's 10, if it's 15. And that is the individual that is registered in the list that deals with management.
Point of order.
What she has said is very clear.
Point of order. There's a point of order on the floor. What's your point of order? Maybe?
Yes, that I feel...
That the motion on the table can be amended.
That the amendment should not be accepted.
Objection!
Bella, you're out of order. Right now we're dealing with a point of order, which takes precedent. So, Raymond, as you were saying?
I believe there is a motion on the floor which the maker of the motion has accepted friendly amendments. I don't know whether the maker of the motion is willing to accept the changes Paulina has suggested, but I believe that that would be the order, and that is either make an amendment or seek Michael's accession to changes in the wording.
Michael, are the changes... As proposed, acceptable to you as the maker of the motion?
Yes,
to me, the main thrust of the motion is very clear with any wording that people want to put it in. The people, you know, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I sent the language that was suggested by, was it Raymond? If you want to take something out of that language, I'm also acceptable. That's also acceptable to me.
Visitor for the stack.
Okay. Before we proceed with the visitor, I wanted to check with Paulina. Have your needs been? Have your concerns been addressed?
I didn't want to complicate it. Just one thing. From what I remember, our parliamentarian at the PNB saying that there is no such thing as a friendly amendment according to Robert's Rules of Order, and that concept I think helps us so that, you know, if an amendment is proposed, it's of the body and it's subject to discussion. So I was discussing it. I was suggesting that we avoid it, but I'm fine with, I mean, I'll vote for this motion one way or the other, and I would rather not waste time, whatever. The easiest way to get there is, I'm very open to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then next on the stack is our guest.
Okay, so thanks. I want to agree with Paul. There's no such thing as a friendly amendment, even if the person making the amendment is actually friendly to the maker or to the motion. But the other thing is...
And so I think you're having bandwidth problems. We lost you.
Sorry, can you
You're
hear
breaking
me?
Up.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay,
we just
sorry,
asked you
elevator.
To there, so.
Okay, so there's some language he introduced that said, the producer, the host, or anyone associated with the production, or anyone associated with the producer, or something to that effect. And I want to object to that language. I think vague is bad, and Paulina's position that there are people who work on producing the show. They decide who hosts which week, et cetera, et cetera. But those are the people who should be producing a self-evaluation because they're the people doing the work. I think anyone who has anything to do with the show can be remarkably vague and introduce all kinds of problems. Thanks.
So, we've had a motion and an amendment offered and discussion of the amendment and...
Hallie to the stack.
It looks like we're at a point where... Just a second, Dr. Hallie, I've got you down for next. I'm just looking at... How best to proceed.
I'm prepared to make a motion to amend.
Yes, it looks like we're going to need to have a vote on the amendment. Dr. Hawley, we'll hear from you first, and then we'll go to a vote on the amendment.
Yeah, very brief. First of all, I don't know about other people, but I'm finding the quality is not terrific overall, and I'm missing some things. Are we voting basically on the motion that Michael sent to all of us about evaluation and programming?
No. We're voting on an amendment to that motion.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about we progressed to an amendment. Well, then, if I could have some quick clarification of what the amendment is, I'd appreciate that.
Yes. We haven't had many motions to vote on before, so we don't. This committee doesn't have any much recent experience with this, but before a vote is taken, we'll have a restatement of whatever it is we're voting on, in this case, an amendment.
The motion, but not the amendment.
Right. That should be the case for everyone. I'm not sure how you want to resolve the differences with what Paulina brought up, or why don't you state what your amendment is, Raymond?
Well,
and so this is what we will be voting on, people.
With the caveat that if Paulina wants to add to that, that's perfectly all right with me. But the amendment is after the word, in the second line, at least in my print, after the first item, self-evaluation, it would read by the producer, paren S, close paren, post, parenthesis S, close parenthesis, and others involved in the production of that program, or the program, of the program. And one word added to the fourth item that puts station in front of management evaluation. That is a modifying management.
Yes.
Minor.
So that's what we'll be voting on. Michael, is this clear to you? And do you have this? Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, I sent that slightly different version of everybody, but yes.
Okay. So is there anyone opposed to Raymond's amendment?
Jonathan.
Yes.
Bella,
yes. Paulina. Paulina, I opposed half of it, half of what the visitor mentioned as well, that anybody involved, that's too vague. I would go fine with station management, but the first part, I would say strike that, in my opinion.
Jonathan on the stack.
Ruth on the stack.
One moment. We had a stack for discussion, and right now we're in the middle of a vote. And I've asked first for if there were any anyone in opposition, and several people said so. So what that means is that now we need to go to a roll call vote.
Okay, Beth, I'm sorry. Can you, there's been so much back and forth. Can you please read, I'm sorry, I apologize, but can you please read exactly what we're voting on? Thank you.
That's what Raymond just did.
Jonathan, that's point of him. Order.
What's your
Jonathan,
point of order,
point
Jonathan?
Of order.
Jonathan,
yes.
You're talking over me.
I would appreciate, okay, I'm
go
sorry
ahead.
If you could, okay, I'm sorry I have a delay. Now, let me just request that the entire motion we're voting on, including whatever amended portions, be read entirely, regardless of it being sent by email. I would like it read into the record before we vote. Thank you.
Okay, this is Beth, and I would point out that is exactly what we just did. That's what Raymond, I asked him to do it, and he did it. And then I asked if there were objections, and a number of people objected. And the way Robert's rules work is that if there are objections, then we go to a vote. But what you're
okay.
asking for,
Jonathan,
he just did.
Jonathan,
he just did that.
Jonathan, I have a question. Are you sure that is the entire motion?
It's not the entire motion. It's the entire.
Okay, I'm requesting that the entire motion with the amendment be read, not just the amendment alone, before we vote.
I would point out that it's now 5:26, and that this is the first of three motions. Then there's another item of final comments after that. And at this rate, if we take this much time, on each of them, we're not going to get through them all. Now, if that's the pleasure of the committee, then so be it.
Roll call, please.
I would like people to be cognizant that's what they're, that's what they're asking for.
I can move to read it through quickly. That helps, honey.
Please read the entire motion.
Michael, could you go ahead and read your motion? It's a fairly brief motion, right? Are you there, Michael?
I am. Do you want my motion or the amendment to my motion?
Your motion, please.
The entire one.
My personal preference would be just to stick. I think you should do the whole motion because that's what we've got a lot of requests for it. I want to point out that it's the committee that is choosing to take this much time. I don't think it should be necessary, but don't interrupt. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt anybody else.
Michael,
go ahead.
This is Michael. Let me just read it. Okay. Resolved that the local station board recommends that annual evaluation of all programming on KPFK consists of the following process. Number one, self-evaluation. And the amendment is to add by host, parentheses S, producer, parentheses S, and others involved in production of a motion. Two, peer evaluation by other producers and programmers. Three, listener evaluation via focus groups and or online evaluation forms. And four, evaluation by an amendment to add the word station before management.
And does what you just read, does that include the amendment, or should we have Raymond read the amendment again?
It included it.
Yes, I said
okay.
The amendment is to add the word by hosts, producers, and others involved in production after self-evaluation and station before management.
Okay. In that case, then, we move to a vote on the amendment, as has now been read twice. So, Fred Blair? Fred? We'll come back to him. Bella DeSoto?
No. I vote no for the amendments. I vote yes for the motion.
Bella, all I need is yes or no. Thank you. I've got your no. Michael?
Can you clarify if we're voting for the amendment or the motion?
Bella, we did clarify. And now we're in the middle of the vote, and so there's no further discussion for the moment. Thank you.
Yes,
Michael, your vote?
On the amendment, I'll vote no.
Paulina?
No, thank you.
And Margot Iser isn't here. Ruth Strauss?
I'm not sure. I'm looking at
Hello,
I'm not
I am
sure,
on,
but...
and I vote no on the amendment.
Did you? I can't take more than one at a time. Did you want to pass for the moment and then come back? Shall I come back to you at the end, Ruth?
No. I think what I'm reading is I'm voting for it. I mean, it's the four things that Michael Novick put forward, and I'm for it.
No.
Right now, Bella, please let me chair. Please don't interrupt. Ruth, what we're voting on now is Raymond Goldstone's amendment.
I have received an email from Michael that says, as amended so far, and I am supporting that.
I'll put down your vote.
If that is not the most recent one, then I have not received the most recent one. Thank you.
Shall I put you down as a yes, then? I'll put you down whichever way
yes.
you want.
Yes,
okay.
From what I've gotten from Michael.
Okay. Dr. Holly?
Yes, affirmative. Yay.
Andrew Weiss?
Abstain.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Maria Skelton? Maria Skelton?
Sorry, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I have you down for yes. Michael Heiss?
I haven't received any of them, but based on what we've heard, yes.
Yes. Okay, we have Jonathan Past. Was there? Did you want to vote at this point? Jonathan?
Beth, Fred yeah. here.
Yes, Fred, did you want to vote on this, on the amendment?
Yeah, I got hung up. I hung myself up, so I'm voting yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was my other missing vote there. So, Jonathan, this is we've taken everyone else now. If you want to vote, this is your chance.
I'm voting no.
Okay, thank you. And
hello.
So our chat. Who is
this? Is Margo, and I'm still not clear about if I'm voting on Michael's amendments or on the ones that were made at the meeting today because I got in late. And I just really want some clarification. I liked what Michael wrote, and that's what I would vote for, but I'm not sure if the amendments that were made today, I wasn't clear on what they were, are the ones I want to vote for. I don't know. This is very confusing.
So, I'm not
the only one. Sorry.
Thank you for letting me know you're here. I didn't have that down yet. Thank you for coming. We're not. This is a vote on the amendments from Raymond Goldstone, and we've already been read twice now for clarity.
Okay.
First, freestanding, and then within the context of the entire motion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's a freestanding one, separate from what Michael said. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you want to vote?
I think I already said no on the freestanding amendments, but yes on what Michael said.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just wanted to.
That's appropriate.
Really,
that's allowable? Thank you.
So far we're only taking the vote on the amendment, and I've got you down for no. So now for the count. I have, for yeses, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And for noes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there's an abstention. And so it looks like the yeses have it. It looks like Raymond's amendment passes.
Chair?
Yes?
Did you vote?
I'll decline to vote. As a chair, I don't usually vote unless my vote will make a difference in the outcome.
Yeah, and were you to vote no, it would, but that's fine. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you. That's true. That's true. That's true. But I'll abstain. So that means now that moves us to the point of voting on the motion itself. So we're going for another round of votes.
Actually, would you want to ask if there are any objections?
Good idea. Are there any objections?
Yes, I object. This is Jonathan.
Okay.
I object,
in that case,
Bella.
In that
okay.
case, we
can
do
I,
need
can
to
I
go
please
to a vote.
Can I please explain why I'm objecting?
No.
I'm...
Wait for that.
I'm concerned that we've already had extensive discussion.
Forgive me.
There are two more motions on the floor.
It's already
5:36.
And then I need a clarification. I thought we just voted on this motion and that it passed.
We did.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
we
voted on the amendment.
Okay, so there's another. So there's Michael's original motion that we're still going to
yes.
vote on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we vote on now.
I would like Michael to read his original motion now into the record.
Let me just do it as amended. It's been amended by that vote. So here it is as amended. Resolved that the local station board recommends that annual evaluation of all programming on KPFK consists of the following process. Number one, self-evaluation by producers, S in parentheses, host, S in parentheses, and others involved in production of a program. Two, peer evaluation by other producers and programmers. Three, listener evaluation via focus groups and or online evaluation forms. And four, evaluation by station management.
So that's the motion. Yeah. There's no stack right now, Bella. We've had discussion on this. And we're running out of time. And so we're going to go straight to the vote for the on the motion.
You just asked if there was any objection.
No, we just voted on that.
And there were, and so we're going to a vote. If there are objections, then you go to a vote. That's the procedural process. So if there were no objections, we could consider it passed, and we wouldn't have to take a vote. But because there are, now we're going to vote. So starting at the top of the list again, Fred, how do you vote on this motion?
I'm voting yes.
Bella, how do you vote?
No, as amended.
Michael?
Yes.
Yes. Paulina? Oh, actually, you know what? I
shouldn't be voting. I shouldn't be voting.
Yes,
I realize
mea culpa.
Excuse
mea culpa. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one less no, yeah, vote for the last one. I'm glad I caught that while we're still in process.
Thank you.
Forgive me.
No, I was about to.
Call me on that. If you see me miss something, just say so. So thank you.
Will do.
And I'll go on then to Margot Iser. Margot Iser?
Hello there. I am so confused that I don't even know what to do. I probably should just abstain because I still am confused.
Would you like to pass for the moment and give it some further thought until other people vote and I can come back to you?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
We're voting on the original motion as amended, if that helps to clarify anything. This is voting on Michael's motion as amended by Raymond.
Okay.
So the next
I'll
one
vote
is,
yes. I'll vote yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Margot. Ruth?
I'm sorry. I'm so lost. What am I doing?
We're voting on Michael's motion as amended by Raymond. Raymond's amendment passed, and so now we're voting on the original motion.
I abstain. I'm too confused. Fine. I'm abstaining. The motion has already passed that was amended, so I'm abstaining. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Holland?
Well, we already voted on this, but anyway, keep it simple. That's yay.
Okay. Thank you. Raymond?
Yes.
Thank you. Jonathan?
Pass.
Pass. Maria Skelton?
Abstain and thank you.
Abstain. Thank you, too. Michael Heiss?
Sorry, yes.
Yes. Thank you. Then I'll go back and take a count. We've got one pass. Jonathan, did you want
Andrew
to vote
Weiss
now?
Didn't vote. Andrew
I'm
Weiss
sorry.
Didn't vote.
I'm sorry. You're right. What's your vote, Andrew? Forgive me.
No worries. Andrew Weiss abstains. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I goofed. So, Jonathan?
Yes, just one question before I vote. This to be ratified has to be ratified by the KPFK LSB. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then under that circumstance, I vote yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back and take a count again. For yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have, for noes, we have 1. One and 3 abstentions, and I'll abstain as well. And so the yeas have it. The motion passes and will be agendized for the next LSB motion meeting.
Yes.
That takes us to motion number 2. Michael?
a second. I have to find my original email again.
Okay.
Yes. Second motion is resolved that the local station board recommends that a high priority for available funds in the coming fiscal year is for the restoration of a locally produced hour-long evening newscast using unpaid stringers and beat reporters to the extent necessary, with training in journalistic ethics and best practices, good vocal quality, and equipment technology training and recording and remote reporting.
It's got to be yes.
Thank you for reading that. I think before we even go to a discussion, it might be safe just to ask, is there any opposition to that?
Bella, to be heard.
Are you opposing the motion, Bella? Because that's the question on the floor.
I have not seen the motion.
Michael sent it around to everyone, right?
Like, Hallie, to the stack, please.
I'm asking first if there are any, if there's any, if anyone opposes this motion.
Oh, well, okay.
If no one opposes it, there's been extensive discussion about the need for news on this committee for months. It comes up almost every time, at least some mention of it, and sometimes at length. And given that, I wanted to ask, I haven't heard any, in past discussion, I haven't heard opposition to the idea of prioritizing news. So in hopes of simplifying our process.
Well, I have it. I see it now. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe
so then, is there any opposition to the motion? Because if I hear no opposition, I hear no opposition right now. If I hear no opposition, then we will consider this motion passed, approved. Michael, the motion is now considered to be adopted, approved.
Excellent.
Yay.
Great. I sit around again just in case.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're really high on our list of priorities.
Right. That takes us to motion number 3. Is Nancy still with us?
Yes, Nancy? I'm still here. Yes, I am.
Would you like to motivate your motion?
Okay. The National Programming Committee in your station is represented by Polina Vasiliev, Lydia Ponce, and I just forgot who the other person is. We have another person.
Nancy,
there.
If I could,
sorry
to interrupt. You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you can get closer to the phone.
Oh dear.
It sounds like a bandwidth thing.
Okay.
Everyone is breaking up.
Is it better now?
Not really.
Okay, then I better not speak, but Polina Vasiliev, she can speak to this motion because she helped make it.
Okay, all right. Then,
would that be better?
We'll,
yeah.
If Polina is still with us, Polina,
yes.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, then. And you're coming in loud and clear, so.
Great.
Okay.
The idea behind this motion from the National Programming Committee is that not all stations currently have programming committees or programming councils. And this is in order to incentivize, encourage, for the PNB perhaps to mandate that each station institute one, a local station board committee. And I don't know when it would be appropriate to read the motion. I could try to read it as slowly as possible. It's a bit lengthy. Beth, please tell me what you think. I don't know if everybody hasn't had a chance to see it, but basically at this point, I don't know if a vote is necessary, if that's what the people would like, but what we would be more interested in if members of this committee took time
to study the motion as drafted currently by the National Programming Committee and gave us their input in writing prior to this coming Sunday, because that's the day when the National Programming Committee will vote on this motion. And I think we as committee are ready to pass it, but would seek input first. So a discussion here would be important, but that this discussion take place based on a thorough reading of what is being proposed, because it is, in fact, a lengthy motion. It has 15 different bullet points and then instructions for local station management and program directors and other details. The devil's in the details. So I don't know, Beth, if that's enough of a preamble.
I should ask then procedurally whether what you really want from this committee is for us to pass a motion, or is what you're really looking for our input? Because any motion that comes from this committee, should it pass, would then go to the LSB, which doesn't meet for about another month.
Procedurally, I don't think there's a need for a vote, because it wouldn't really impact the programming committee's procedure. What we really want is actually detailed input for us to consider, especially, you know, if somebody were to bring out something that would make them, we want to hear from people familiar with programming at their stations and familiar with the functioning of it. So we already have a programming committee. What would be interesting is to see how this motion would even affect the work of this committee. I don't think it will. It would have, had we not, as the local station board, passed the change to the rules of membership. Because right now, with the way that current membership works, I don't think that this motion will affect that. But it will give us guidance, should it be passed by the PNB, it will give us guidance as to how our work should be organized and what to prioritize. So, for instance, this suggests that that the programming committee provide written oversight and assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to how programming needs are determined, how it shows programming staff, unpaid and paid, are selected, how and what programming agreements are made, how shows are scheduled and preempted, and so on and so forth. I'm not going to read everything. So basically, it would give us guidance as to what kind of information to gather, what to focus on, what to collect, and how and who to present it to, or at least who to present it to, et cetera, et cetera.
Could I propose that what might be more useful to you and the committee is for us to engage in a discussion of it here, which will be recorded, and I'll take notes, and you can take notes, and it helps. Your presentation of it does help, so thank you for that. Does that sound like a productive way to proceed?
Mm-hmm. Nancy Seidbarner told me, does that sound like a good way to proceed?
Will that give you what you need?
It's up to
if you're looking for input.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. We would like to have it in writing if possible. I don't know if all the members that are on this committee meeting tonight have received a copy of it or not. So it would be
I sent it out before the meeting, so everyone has it somewhere in their email. And Bella sent it out as soon as you all came out of committee last, I guess it was whatever day that was, not long ago, Sunday. I don't know. Sunday, maybe it was.
I did receive it.
Is that Raymond? Or Michael Heiss? One moment. Who did
I just forwarded it to Michael.
Thank you.
And Michael, I've added your name and your email to the list now, so that you should get from this point on. I just hadn't gotten you down to the list yet. So thanks for pointing that out, and you'll get everything from now on.
No problem. Thank you.
One moment, I'm going to clarify our process. So I don't know that we're in a position to produce a written work product from this meeting at this point.
Oh.
But
okay. May I make a suggestion? Since you're kind of running
because
out
any
of time.
Motion would have to go to the LSB is the problem. So
okay.
that's not going to be useful to you.
That's not necessary. Yeah. So if you want to give a little bit of time for discussion, and I will quickly write notes, and anything else, anybody individually can send an email to Paulina or myself, and there's a few other people there. Their emails are listed who volunteered from the other stations, and also my home address in case somebody doesn't, you know, wants to produce something, input by anonymous means, but hurry and send it, you know, because it's Sunday will be here in no time.
If you write that query, Bella, I'm speaking right now. I'm keep speaking to Nancy. Nancy, if you put that down concisely in an email, specifically what you just said to this committee, and send it to me, I will distribute it to the entire committee so that they can submit their written, the individual, their written comments to you, if that would be helpful. Is that helpful?
Yes. Yeah, I sent an email a few minutes ago to you and to the committee and asking for input. And then I instructed, you can use any of those emails. Paulina has volunteered her email. And then I put my home address if you want to send it anonymously for written input. So if you have time to discuss this, and I'll take notes, and if there's and after the time is finished and anybody else thinks of something and they want to send it, please email it or
I would limit each person to 90 seconds, and I would suggest we also make this a Q&A because I think people do have questions about what's being proposed. So, we had Bella has been trying to get on a stack.
I just have one person for this job. I have to leave. So I didn't want to be rude and just leave. So I just wanted to let you know that I have to go.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming. Okay, then. We've got Bella on the stack and
Raymond to the stack.
Raymond, thank you. Anybody else? In that case, let's start with Bella. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. It has already been stated several times what the protocol that is being requested. And that is that the members of this committee, we are privileged. We already have one. We have a program oversight committee. The other stations, most of them do not. So what we would be doing is giving guidance because this is going to the PNB and then to the whole network. So what we need to do is each of us already having attended this committee for so long that in our time that we do this quickly so that before Sunday, the program, National Program Committee, has already collected as many inputs as possible and gather them and either annex them to their proposal to the PMB or utilize whatever they feel is best. I don't think we should take any more time in this committee to do that. It has already been cleared. That's what they are requesting. And I motion to adjourn.
We're not at the point, we're not up to the item for adjournment yet, Bella, so that's out of order. Having heard from you, now
you
it's time for us. Now it's time for
others. Bella,
don't speak over me. Don't even try to speak over me. It's not your turn. You're out of order.
Adjourn. I motion to adjourn.
Bella, that's in order when we get to the motion to the item for adjournment. It's not in order until then. Who else was Raymond? Were you on the
visitor
stack?
For the staff?
I'm in the stack, Dr. Halley.
One moment.
I wish that this were somewhat less prescriptive.
Yes.
I think its intent is excellent. I think its appearance is micromanagement. And I think that each station is its own ethos, even though it's part of Pacifica. And I think the PNB's programming committee would be better advised to assure that there are programming committees at each of the stations, and then provide its opinion about the topics to be examined, some or all. Well, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Our guest is up next, and then there was someone else that was asking for the stack after that. I didn't catch the name.
Hallie.
Dr. Hallie, thank you. Okay, then our guest.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to...
Go ahead, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that a motion to adjourn is always in order. I don't have an opinion on whether or not you should adjourn, but that is always in order.
Thank you for that. That's different from the parliamentary advice I've gotten. And so the next time I have the opportunity to consult with the only parliamentarian available to us that I'm aware of is the one with the PNB. So for future reference, I will confer with him, because I have a feeling this is likely to come up again. It never has before, but at this point, I want to be ready for the next time.
Jonathan, to the stack.
I'll add that.
Jonathan, to the stack.
Yes, I added your name. I'm just getting all the notes down. And Dr. Hallie is next, and then Jonathan.
Thank you. The last thing I'm aware of with any clarity is that we approved the second motion by Mr. Novick. I'm totally baffled. What has happened since then? What's going on? What's the issue? What's going on? Something about the PNB?
There was a third motion proposed, although, Rod, this is your chair explaining the procedure, where we are right now. There was a request for a third motion on the agenda. When we got to it, it became apparent that if we handled it as a motion, it would go from us to, if it passed, it would go from us to the LSB, which doesn't meet for a month. But what is really being requested is actually the input, the opinions of the people involved in this committee, which can be made available more readily, not as a motion, but as a discussion, where people can ask questions, get answers, express their opinions, and the original makers of this motion at the national level can take their input and let it inform their process.
Well, what was
Does that
motion,
help?
Well, what was the motion to be?
The motion as a motion is no longer on the table. The National Programming Committee is looking for input from this Programming Oversight Committee about the functioning of other Programming Oversight Committees at other stations, because evidently we're one of the few that's actually functioning. Did I get that right? Is that true?
Yes. One of two. WPFW has one, and your station. That's all. Two out of the five.
I'm amazed. That's more than I knew. I knew that not all of them had. Okay, so let me process that. Yes, then. Dr. Hallie,
we're leaving
you've been a part of this
this committee for a long, long time, a lot longer than I have. And
yes.
So I've only been to one of these meetings that I didn't chair my, well, three now, that I didn't chair myself. So I don't know what our previous process was. So you can maybe enlighten us about what past processes have been and what works and what doesn't, what you like about this committee, what you wish we would do, what you didn't wish we. That's what they're looking for, is what makes a good programming oversight committee work, and what kind of advice would you like to offer to other LSB programming oversight committees? If I got that right. Is that right, Nancy?
I don't think there's
yes.
anything specific. So I think I'm agreeing, if I perceive what you said, I think I'm agreeing that there isn't any particular thing for us to be communicating to the PNB. I think if we had anything specific, then we might present a motion, and then, yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything really to submit to them.
Point of clarification.
So if you have further thoughts about it later, you can check your email and then send it to Nancy Saibara Naritomi, or to me. If you send it to me, I'll make sure it gets to her. So thank you. And someone asked for a point of clarification?
Point of information, however you...
Point of information, thank you, yes.
As I understand it, this is a motion intended for the PNB, proposed
right.
by the PNB's LSB programming committee, the PNB's programming committee.
Right.
And they've been generous enough to seek our opinion. But
correct.
I think it's important to note that if this were to pass, the PNB, it would apply to all of the stations, including us. So it would change our mode of operation by at least 15 tasks. Very specific tasks.
Could be egregious.
Strikes me as pretty egregious. But none of those tasks is irrelevant. I just think it's an overstep that the PNB's programming committee would be well advised to soften in terms of guidance rather than mandate.
Jonathan, on the stack, please.
By the way, not the part about they should have a programming committee, but what that programming committee must do.
Thank you, Lena. Thank you. And
did you catch Michael for the stack?
Jonathan's next, and I didn't catch who was it that just before you. I didn't have you down, Michael. What were you after, Mike? After Jonathan?
I remember a couple other people just asked for the stack too, so I don't know what the
right,
order is.
So that's why I'm trying
Paulina.
To clarify now.
Paulina has to be on the stack.
Whenever after people have spoken.
Okay, and so I've got Jonathan, Michael, and Paulina. Is there anyone else? And I'll put myself on the end of the stack whenever we get that far. So Jonathan, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes. This entire discussion for the last 15 minutes, I'm completely perplexed. Was this? The first question is this discussion about a motion that Nancy had submitted or Michael or somebody else? Because I don't see it referenced on the agenda, number one. Number two, I didn't hear anybody refer to this motion as in terms of whose motion it was. I hear a generalized reference to what this motion is about, but again, did somebody actually submit this motion language for us to vote on today, and whose motion is it? Thank you.
Thank you. This is your chair to clarify that the motion was submitted by the National Program Committee from the PNB, as represented by Nancy Saibara Naritomi, who's here with us today, and who presented it. Once it was presented,
let me just point out something to you. I didn't receive it. Was I supposed to receive it by email? Because I had no idea what you were referring to, and as far as I know, it was never read into the record on this recording.
So I emailed it out to the existing list of members. I can add you to that list of members now if you're not already on it. I will send it to you now. We're not going to be voting on it today. So just to let you know, we're not going to be voting on it today.
I see it in my inbox.
May I please respond to what you've said already?
Okay, you don't need to send it again. I have it, but I can't open a PDF file. I'm sorry.
So once it was presented, it became apparent that it wouldn't serve the needs of the committee to try to pass it as a motion at this committee, because that would just send it to our LSB, which doesn't meet for a month, and that's not really what they need from us. What they need is our opinion. What they need is our experience. They need our input. And you can offer that now or any time between now
and when. I did hear this part. I did hear these points being raised just a few minutes ago. I understand that part. However, I'm requesting that you resend me this motion as a text file, or just paste in the text into the...
Thank you, Michael. Bless you, Michael.
Now I know what we're... Okay, I'll be able to look at it and figure out...
Please let me continue.
I do not recommend a vote on this right now.
Michael, excuse me, Michael. Jonathan, I've already stated repeatedly, we're not voting on this today.
Thank you, I understand.
Your input. Thank you. And Michael was up next. Thank you, Michael.
I was on one National Program Committee call just as I can't remember how it was set up. They were taking calls from people who were not, or they were taking participation from people who were not actually members of the committee. So I think it's a good thing for the PNB committees to do. So I've expressed my opinion about some of the things. I just want to point out, and it came to my attention when I was trying to deal with the general manager here about the question of the LSB show, that the actual motion passed by the PNB on the LSB report to the listeners does not say monthly. Sorry, I don't know where all the noise is coming from. The actual motion passed by the PNB says at least every other month. I was not involved in that, but I assume the concession to KPFA, which only meets every other month with their LSB. But the current actual PNB mandate on an LSB show is every other month, not monthly. So I think that should be reflected in the motion. I agree that a very, very highly prescriptive motion like this is likely to engender a lot of opposition and resistance. I think, however, there are several things in there that are very significant, I think, including the topic of trying to produce multimedia and audiovisual supplements to the over-the-air product and a few other items. I think that trying to specify every single aspect of what is involved in fairness is not exactly overreach, but will tend to create more opposition than support for the motion. So that's my two cents.
Thank you, Michael. And Paulina is next. You have the floor, Paulina. Thank you.
Michael, thank you for catching that. I agree, and that's something the PNB Programming Committee will reconsider. We should be in line with previously approved motions of the PNB and not make anything more restrictive in terms of that, the report LSB show. So I'm taking notes, hopefully Nancy as well. As for Raymond Goldstone's comments, Actually, I agree with the sentiment. I just think that perhaps we could clarify the language so that it doesn't read as a prescription of this is what you must do. This is a list of areas that a programming committee should strive to try to address. And I think that none of these areas are outside the purview of any programming committee. And the idea is not to dictate to management how programming needs are determined, how a show's programming staff, et cetera. These are not dictates. Rather, this is areas where we should look for information about how these areas are being handled. And I, if it would be helpful, we can try to soften the language in terms of making that clearer so that people are not put off by what sounds, perhaps does sound like a very prescriptive motion, but it's not the spirit. And I know, Raymond, you said that you understand that. So we can maybe talk about that at the National Programming Committee, how to make ourselves clearer that this is just a suggestion as to where, what kind of information needs to be collected by programming committees around the network. And that's just a list of suggested areas to look into. Of course, you know, I think that that's how it should be seen, as a list of areas and a guiding list as to how, where to prioritize. You know, programming committees will obviously make their own decisions as to where to put their attention during their work because it's their committees. But because many stations don't have a programming committee, I think that this motion did need to be exhaustive and lengthy so that people can at least see where to start. And then, of course, people will choose what to prioritize on their own committees at each local station. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Was there anyone else that wanted to stack on this item before we wrap it up? If not, then did I hear someone? And I would ask anybody who doesn't have the floor at the moment, could you please mute so the rest of us can hear each other? Thank you. And I'll add my comments to this item. From me as myself, not as chair. I want to thank Raymond for having articulated those concerns so clearly. He expressed my concerns in detail. And I think rather than more rules, what we really need is to honor the rules we have already. My concern is that more such detailed rules will likely just mean further noncompliance and further ways to find oneself in noncompliance, because we create so much of this and then it just kind of gets lost in the ethers and people don't even know what it is they're supposed to be doing. And I think I would prefer seeing rules simplified and clarified, and guidelines would be useful. A handbook would be useful. But I'm feeling really cautious about anything overtly prescriptive. So that's my two cents on that item. That brings us to final comments. Anything else we need to cover yet today? Anything we haven't dealt with that we need to at this point? And or we could move, let's just do that. Well, thumbs up or thumbs down, what you liked best and least of what you heard on KPFK this last week.
Andrew to the stack.
Andrew, please go ahead. Thank you.
I did want to make a final comment before we adjourn.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, once again, I'd like to comment on process.
Yes.
Three things. I'd like to request, again, that people respect the chair and not interrupt the chair. Wait till you're being recognized before you speak. Number two, that the chair does not need to explain herself to anybody, just keep the meeting moving, just chair. Don't worry about people. And number three, that's my advice. And number three, for everybody, that we not worry. This is just advisory, and we're all learning how to govern ourselves, and especially with such a large group and doing it on virtually, that we just not worry about getting stuff done. We learn how to do this smoothly, and once we do that, we'll get a lot more done. We focus just on doing this smoothly and learning the process. I think that's the most important thing now. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Anybody else?
Yes. A thumbs.
Damon?
If I'm correct, there's a thumbs down on the absence of counterspin this week. And I'm not positive about last week, but I think that's a gem, and I would be very sad to see it go.
Bella,
thank you.
Stack.
Get that.
Bella?
Yes, I am. It's interesting that he should, Raymond should mention that, because that's one of the programs that I have been insisting that needs to be pulled from the desert time zone and only given a half hour, and it is a gem. It is very informative, educational. I suspect for political reasons it has been taken off. But that one, that program needs to be given a full hour, and it should be in prime time, just as the economic report with Wolf, also the Ralph Nader hour, and others that are kept in very obscure time zones, early Sunday mornings and early Monday mornings. And that's how you shift, you reorient the programming grid. You start there. You give sunshine to the programs that are hidden, that get little traffic, that are great and can bring in the most audience. And that has not been done.
Thank you.
Margo to the stack.
Margo, go ahead.
Yes. I can go ahead. Okay. I want to correct it that I actually heard counterspin, but it was anti-war radio, I believe, that was taken off on Sunday. And I'm quite in agreement with Bella. That's the program that need to be in prime time, among others. And so I really, really am glad that we're going to be encouraging the listener sponsors to be involved with the running of the station and have, you know, the ultimate say. Thank you.
Jonathan on the stack.
Mike Heist to the stack.
Okay, Jonathan next, and after that, then Michael. Heist.
I've never heard of this expression, thumbs up or thumbs down. Can somebody explain, is this something that is happening on the website? He's only one person answer.
This is Beth. It's just an expression for what you approve of or what you don't, what you like or what you don't like. It's just an expression of your personal opinion. It's not visual anywhere except in my personal notes.
Thank you. Got it.
Sure.
Ancient Romans originally.
What's that?
Yes, ancient Romans.
Ancient Romans. Thank you. That's right. Okay, who's next then? Michael Heist?
Yes, thank you. I want to sort of, if you will, give a thumbs up to Hutchison Report. I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised to see him taking calls. What a novel concept, although he does that perhaps more than a lot of other people, which is great, and really discussing, having the callers discuss two sides of a very current topic, the whole issue of Mark Ridley Thomas and the reasoned phone call discussion that he moderated, I think was terrific. And later, I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, one of the shows had a very, very good discussion of the issues surrounding what was then the pending IATSE strike. And I just point those out as two things that are evidence of what we can do as a station to inform the public and let the public talk to each other.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Anybody else with thumbs up, thumbs down, final comments?
I think I'm going to start. You can hear me.
Okay, Dr. Holly.
Thank you. I think it's about time to close the shop down. Almost 2.5 hours, and you've done some good work, and the end of things.
Okay, then, so you mean the meeting and not the station?
Thank you.
Because I was a little bit shocked here for a moment. I'm ready. I don't hear other people asking for the stack, so I'll just make the two quick announcements. The next
Margo has to make one comment. Somebody said he saw Michael Dr. Hutchison doing the thing. Did he have a video link to Dr. Hutchison? Because he was doing it on Facebook, too, I think. Anyway, that's just my question. Unless he just heard it on the radio. I'm just being picky, but okay, I won't let the meeting be adjourned. I move that the meeting be adjourned or something like that.
Let me make an announcement.
Just clarify.
Yes, please clarify.
I was referring to is because we're discussing station programming, I was only referring to his weekly, I believe it's Saturday morning, radio show, nothing else.
Yeah, I know. You just used the word saw, and I just thought which word would be better. I'm just being very picky, but, you know, technicalities. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to mute again.
I'm going to make just the last two quick announcements. Our next meeting is Monday, calendar. It's always the third Monday, so it's Monday the 15th of November at 4 o'clock. That's the next time this committee meets, and there's a community advisory board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. The same call-in for information that we used for this meeting.
Oh, we're moving to 7.
And yes, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn now. We're now adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
And we managed
to get through that whole agenda, including working through what started out as three motions, and that was no mean feat. So thank you so much. We did it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you. Till next month.
Good night, Beth.
Good night.
Feel free to email me if you need to.